Thank you for joining us for another lesson from God's Word. The West Huntsville Church of Christ at Providence is located at 1519 Old Monrovia Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Anytime you're in the Huntsville area, we hope you'll stop in and be part of our worship. Sunday morning worship is at 9 o'clock, with Bible class immediately following. Sunday evening worship is at 5. Midweek Bible study is held Wednesdays at 7.
Test, test, test. Ah, there it is. Testing, 1, 2. They tell me when the bell rings, it's time for me to begin. So I'm just following what I'm told. I go to so many different places. And I tell you what, folks, I'm prayerful and thankful we're on this downhill slide of COVID. I used to go to places, I'd look for one of four things. I'd look for a pillow, a quilt, throw, footstool. If I saw any of that, I moved on. I know my raisin. I grew up in Tennessee, same way down here in Alabama. I know somebody needs that spot. Then I had to look for rope and tape with the X's. Now don't sit there, that's an X. Go to another congregation, no, you can sit there. Folks, I just gave up. And I started going to the front row. Nobody sits on the front row. God bless you all for sitting on the front row. I saw some beautiful things during the invitation. One, the invitation of Christ is beautiful. But the singing over here was beautiful to hear these young voices. And look over here, and the singing was beautiful over here. It just exhorted. It built me up. And how thankful we are to serve the great God we serve. For the next few moments, I want to share with you some things at International Gospel Hour. So greetings to you, dear folks, and now let us continue. And what I want to do is as they did in the New Testament in Acts 14 and verse 27. Paul and Barnabas came back from the first missionary journey. They were there at Antioch. They gathered the church together and they had rehearsed or reported all that God had done with them, how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And we're going to talk about some open doors this morning from our labors. Do you know since 1934, the International Gospel Hour has been on the air? And our aim is what they did in the first century. You know, in Colossians 1 and verse 23, the Bible tells us that how they heard the hope of the gospel and which was preached and was preached to every creature which is under heaven. Believed to be in about 30 or so years, they carried forth the gospel from Jerusalem. And remember in Luke chapter 24, Jesus told them that repentance and remission of sins would be preached in his name among all nations beginning at Jerusalem. Acts chapter 2, they're in Jerusalem, day of Pentecost. They have come from every place all over the earth. Acts chapter 2, 9 through 11, well, they were going to have a day at Pentecost they'd never had before. They heard the preaching of the gospel, 3,000 obeyed it. Well, eventually those folks had to go back home. Gospel goes to all the world. We see that throughout the book of Acts. All the letters that are written to the churches and folks, I'm here to tell you that if there has ever been an opportunity to get the gospel into all the world through technology, through a lot of the things that I will share with you today, the Lord has opened many wonderful doors for the preaching of the gospel message. Now, I want to break this down a little bit and talk about our laborers. Going to look at our laborers, and then we're going to look at being laborers together. And I'm going to try to do all that in about, let's see, you probably stop about 11 o'clock. Is that correct? Okay, 11:05, first bell. 11:10, the second bell. So I best be done at 11:09. Again, I know my raisin. Let's talk about our labors here. Folks, we are currently on 223 over-the-air or internet stations with something to do with International Gospel Hour. Now, it could be our one-minute segments called Are You Listening? That the West Star Media Group, of which we are a client, they will produce and make clips from my program and will work with stations that they work with for us. They're like a real estate of radio. If I want to look into a market, which, for example, right now I'm looking to get us in the Atlanta market on radio, they're doing the legwork for me. There could be the 60 seconds for the Savior that I produce. It could be a couple of moments for Christ, which you can hear on WBXR here locally on radio through the Wilkins Radio Network. We do our 30-minute version or our 15-minute version, which actually is 27 minutes and 13, fits into the slot, helps stations with what all they do. So when you take a look, we've got a little bit of everything. And with all these stations in 31 states and 11 countries, people hear something of the International Gospel Hour. As a matter of fact, that may be now up to 225. I'll have to go back and look, because since I sent this PowerPoint, we picked up a couple of stations in North Carolina just on Friday. And we went into an area where we do not have any radio stations there. And so we're looking forward to some good open doors right there as well. Now, whenever I put this up there, people say, well, where can we hear you here? And of course, you've got two excellent options. I mentioned WBXR 1140. 101.3 FM is what they call their translator. And what they would do is they'll put a tower somewhere else, but help the outreach at night. Their tower is in Hazel Green, as a matter of fact, but the signal is quite strong. Sundays at 5:30, and I know you are here. Let's see, you start at 6, Glenn, on Sunday nights at 5. Okay, so I know you're here. But folks, there are individuals who will not be somewhere that may hear the gospel. But every morning, if you want to do a morning devotional, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m., we're blessed to be in the big station out of Birmingham, Alabama. WXJC Radio 101.1 is a 100,000-watt kicker, and 850 is a 50,000-watt. It's huge. It covers pretty well all of North Alabama. So on your way here tonight, give it a try and see if you can pull it in Sunday at 4:30 p.m. You can listen to me on the way here. And the advantage you have in listening to me at 4:30 this afternoon as opposed to today is you can't cut me off right now. If you want to get up a little later in the morning, you want a morning devotional, 15 minutes Monday through Friday at 10:30 a.m. So we're grateful to have some good coverage here in the state of Alabama. Now, here's the part I mentioned in the sermon briefly. Get out your cell phones. Now, the reason I did that earlier is I respect parents with their boys and girls, and they may say, now, don't you take that phone in there, or they have some guidelines. So I wanted you all to be able to work that out. Folks, do you know over half of the world's population walks around with a cell phone? Have you seen that cartoon of people that are in heaven? There's two people in heaven, and they're standing there like this. They're empty-handed. And apparently, whoever's in charge is on the phone and say, well, the new people are doing well, but they keep walking around staring at their hands. It's like we have become accustomed. And when half the population has a smartphone, an iPhone, an Android, well, folks, we need to put those things to work. I mentioned about our young people. I love young people to be in here for this, because these young people are part of the technical advisory board of the International Gospel Hour. See, guys, a lot of you haven't even got your first job yet, and you're already on the board of directors of the International Gospel Hour. Now, let me explain to you how it works. As on the technical board, please help your moms and your dads and your grandparents who love you, but help them know how to download this stuff on their phones. They are wonderful people, and I'm around their age, and I have people that have to tell me, so I need your help. Now, once you help your moms and dads, grandmas and grandpa, once you help them, you will have retired from the Technical Advisory Board of the International Gospel Hour. Two reasons. Number one, it doesn't pay anything. And number two, you can say that you served with honor and with grace, and if I need you, I'll come back and find you. Is that fair enough? The reason I bring this up is, I'm not kidding you, I had a deacon in Chattanooga said, Jeff, when you come talk to us, be sure you tell us what we can do with these phones, how you download these apps and everything. I said, well, Reggie, sure. So I get up and I'm starting to talk, and I look out there, and Reggie has recruited a teenager to sit down and put all this on his phone. And have a lot of fun with that. And I know there are people, and some people will say, you know, Brother Archie, I'm just not sure how to do that, and I'll elaborate on that a little bit more in a moment. But when you get out your phones, here's why. Download, go ahead, and download the International Gospel Hour app. Go to your Google Play or go to wherever, your app store. Put in International Gospel Hour. It's an easy download, and download the app. When you download the app, it'll come up, and you'll see that on the left side of the screen here is what will come up on your phone. What I have circled is what will pop up on the right side of the screen when you push the More button. You can have access, of course, as you see, to our website, our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, a number of things you can access through the app. Tell you something neat. You can go to the video part on that app, go to the video part, and you will have access to what, as far as we know, the only two videos of the late Brother B.E. Howard speaking. Brother Howard was the first speaker of International Gospel Hour Radio. Those are the only two of which we know of, but you can access that, and that's very special to a lot of people as well. You can also access audio of Winfred Claiborne, who served after Brother Howard, and of Jody Apple, of whom I followed. But folks, everybody's using their phones. Downloads, over 1,300 people. Since we brought this forward live in June of 2020, a lot I'm going to show you happened in the year of the COVID. Launches is when you open it up to use it, and the impression is when you're in the inside of it, how it works. So you can, if you can't pick us up on radio or you're traveling, you can hear us anytime over the app on our phone. Now let's also talk a little bit more what else we can do with our phone, podcast options. Robert Hadfield of the Light Network, and Robert has just started preaching at the Henderson congregation near Fried Hardeman. Robert's definition of podcast is the best one I've heard. It's called radio on demand. There it is. A lot of you listen to different podcasts of different subjects or something that you like. Well, back when we had to shelter in place nearly 2 years ago, when they suggested if you can stay home, stay home, Brian Cirillo, who works with us, and Brian helps us and takes care of our podcast, did some work, and he had gotten us up on four podcast platforms, and you see the four here, Apple, iHeart, Spotify, and Stitcher. He got us involved in those four, and we went on and announced it, because with people sheltered in place, it would give an individual an opportunity to listen to our broadcast daily, since you weren't getting out. And folks, listen, there is N-O-T-H-I-N-G, nothing on television during the day, but reruns and stuff that doesn't need to be on anyway. Now, we went with four. We have continued to work with this. And folks, that's where you find us now. Nearly 30 podcast platforms carry our broadcast of International Gospel Hour. As a matter of fact, and this number's probably outdated, nearly 2 years ago, starting with four, to date, over 40,000 people download or will listen to us through the podcast option. How about throughout the world? This astounded us. Brian found these facts and figures. After all, so he said, oh, good, pointer, like right here, Brazil. It amazed us. Germany, Australia, where people would go and listen to a certain program, and Renita sat and did all the summary work here for me and put this together as part of our year-end newsletter. People throughout all the world, folks, we are definitely called international. And I have to confess, I have repented of this over and over. My thought of people having podcast options, I thought could be for members of the church that maybe couldn't listen to us on radio but have an option. I am ashamed to stand here and tell you it didn't cross my mind how we could use this evangelistically. And I have repented, and I am so glad I was wrong and so glad I could see, because this opened a greater door. And we are reminded, of course, as we note from 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 9, the word of God is not bound. Folks, this is just through the podcast platforms. So what started as over-the-air radio in 1934 has now gone internet, has now gone over-the-air even more, then through podcasts, then through apps, but it doesn't stop. How about a YouTube channel? Folks, YouTube is the second largest search engine on the internet. People watch videos on YouTube often. Brothers, listen to me. If you need to know how to fix something around your house, go to YouTube. Well, I did it again. I'm going to have to apologize now. Because, fellas, now, your wives know that, and if you don't go to YouTube, they'll go to YouTube. And they'll tell you, hey, here's how you can fix this. But, folks, YouTube is out there. YouTube channel, International Gospel Hour, and I'm sure through your channel, West Huntsville, people find lessons here. People use it. As a matter of fact, I know of congregations and members that would tune in to West Huntsville during the pandemic when they could not get out. They used West Huntsville quite often. And to God be the glory. And so you can see us every week, our television program that started last June. Never done television before. Brother V.E. wanted to do it. It didn't quite have the right open door. Winford had recorded some segments for Good News Today, hoping that would open a door, but it never quite got there. As a matter of fact, on our YouTube channel, which is at International Gospel Hour on YouTube, you can go and you can see those segments of Brother Winford. Good News Today, let us have those to put on our channel. And you can also see some programming of my pre-International Gospel Hour days, a book, chapter, and verse that I did in local work and on GBN. Folks, I got to tell you, I'm a little bit afraid of television. If you go to GBN, you can see how I've changed through the years. When I did Focus on Faith, when I took over for Glenn and followed Glenn doing Focus on Faith, my hair was brown. Book, chapter, and verse, it's salt and pepper. You see what I'm dealing with now. Y'all ain't doing another program. GBN jumped all over it. GBN said, man, when you got a TV program, we want it. And we're grateful for that. They began by airing us twice a week. Now they're up to four times a week. You see the times there. But folks, are you ready for this next one? I am excited how this has fallen, and here I am coming to Huntsville today. What I'm about to show you is another opportunity, an open door the Lord has granted us in the history of International Gospel Hour. This is our first venture. Okay, there we go. Our first venture into over-the-air / cable / dish direct satellite TV station. And it opened here in Huntsville. The CW15, North Alabama CW15, starting March the 6th, will be airing our program on Sunday mornings at 10:30. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jeff, we're here at 10:30. Well, this time slot opened up, and folks, I want to go after people who are not at worship. I want to go after people who need to learn about the Lord, and in turn, they can see the open doors to bring them to the worship of the church. We're grateful for this. We're looking forward to this. It's a great station. It covers a lot of ground. When you take over-the-air antenna, digital antenna, it also reaches into other areas. For example, it'll reach over into Giles County and Lawrence County a little bit. It's over in Lincoln County with cable and satellite access and all, but Pulaski and all kind of works out of Nashville, Giles County. But we're very excited that this door has opened. And we're excited, of course, our programming is closed caption. People can view it, and if they need to see the words to follow along, they are there. And so we're very excited about this opportunity, and I'm so thankful that the first one is in the Huntsville area, because brethren like you have been so good International Gospel Hour through the years. So yes, we have expanded with not only over-the-air radio, but internet, and then app on your phone, and podcast options, and YouTube, and now over-the-air. And brethren, we just give God the glory. He just opened so many wonderful doors. And what you are seeing, folks, has happened during COVID-stricken times. I am one, I like to see the glass half full instead of half empty. With COVID, we hit the toughest time that many of us will ever know. But there were a lot of open doors that happened because of it. And we have witnessed a lot of these open doors happen. And I'm grateful. Last August, when that spike of the Delta shot up, I had a meeting booked in Kentucky the week that I would have normally been at polishing the pulpit. And they called me the Thursday before and they said, Jeff, due to numbers, what we're seeing, we're still assembling, but we don't want to try a week-long meeting. Can we reschedule? And I said, sure. And I looked at Renita, my beloved bride, and I said, Renita, I'm going to go surprise Mama Monday. My mama had suffered a fall last March. She'd been in nursing facilities and just had a myriad of problems. And she wasn't faring all that well. And I went up that Monday and I surprised Mama. And I had a good visit with Mama. That following Friday, we lost Mama. 89 years old, that little body just wore out, y'all. It happens. She was prepared and we press onward. But see, I don't stop and look at closed doors. If that door closes, Lord, open me another one. I mean, if we are to, work with me here, y'all, it's Bible class, talk to me. If we trust in the Lord, aren't we supposed to trust in His decisions for us? Isn't that the way that I read it in the Bible? Isn't that the way you read it? Sometimes it's hard for us to grasp it. It's hard for us to get it. You know, that week I would have been at polishing the pulpit, heavily involved in the work there. Folks, I just look at things maybe a little different. I don't know. I just look at what doors did the Lord open. A lot of this you have witnessed are doors that our Lord has opened. OnePlace.com is a myriad of religious radio broadcasts. We're the only program of Churches of Christ on OnePlace.com. We're going to test this for a year and see how it goes. Now, what's kind of neat about this is with OnePlace.com, and we went on November the 1st, is that you can actually, another TV option is you can watch it if it's on Roku or the Apple stick, the Fire stick, you can watch it. Now, all it is, it's just a steal, explain our broadcast, the title of it, our logos on it. It just, that's all you see, but people can also listen through a television option too. Alexa's become very popular, you know. Alexa is one that, you know, Alexa one place and she'll bring it right up. Or, you know, I was looking for something the other day and I was just curious. I just said, Alexa, Roku channel. I've got an Apple Fire Stick now. I thought, well, why not? Alexa, Roku channel. You know, it came up. Boy, talk about contradiction. But anyway, one place, when this started in November, we have witnessed to date over 1,600 what we call listen and loads. People either downloading our broadcast or they're listening to our broadcast. It is another open door and opportunity to put the gospel out there. And when you summarize all this, folks, and we see the doors the Lord has indeed opened, social media. I know some of you are looking up saying, Brother Jeff, I hear what you're saying on all that, but I got to be honest with you, son. I don't know how to turn a computer on. May I go back over here to these children just for a moment? Do you know the number one fastest growing group of people, age group that's getting into social media? You know who the number one age group is? People 65 and older. The group is, I wouldn't know how to turn a computer on. Do you want me to tell you why that's the fastest growing age group? Anybody care to take a guess? Say it a little louder. Grandchildren, congratulations, you just won a cookie. Grandchildren. Listen, y'all, milk this for all it's worth, okay? You know what gives me is they'll say, I wouldn't know where to start. But you take one of these fine young ladies, fine young men, walk up and say, Nana, Papa, would you FaceTime with me? Why, sure, hon. Show me how to do it. I'll give you half my will. I mean, show me how to do it. Folks, people are into social media. Social media has its issues and its problems. But folks, when I was growing up, Sometimes we should not have done it, but when we passed notes in church, nobody took all the pencils and paper out of the pews and out of the church building either. No, mamas and daddies took us outside and instructed us how to behave in worship. Do I need to translate instruct for you all? Are y'all with me on this? All right, good, good. There's a Greek word for instruction. It's called whooping. But anyway, nearly 6,000 people follow us on Facebook. And we like to post and put updates. Matter of fact, probably tomorrow I'm going to announce about the television in Huntsville. Because you see, if you follow us on Facebook, and every day John Allen, whom you see there, John tells everybody what our program is that day, tells a little bit about our program. So you can share that from the Facebook International Gospel Hour page to your page and share it among your friends. Folks, let me talk to you just a little bit about social media here. Folks, look, sometimes there are things on social media. It's got no business being on social media. Let's just be honest. I have known people that will share funny videos. Nothing wrong with that. I have known people that will share recipes. I have seen some of the biggest discussions and debates about politics that would make Fox News desire its ratings off of social media. I've seen people share this. I've seen people post this and post that. Wouldn't it make sense if we as Christians could share, post on our page and use our social media page to be more evangelistic in telling others the gospel of Christ? Our program today, John has uploaded what our program is today. Feel free to follow us at Facebook. That's a great way to keep up with us if you want to know what we're doing. Whenever we have an announcement, it's like an ongoing newsletter that Mission Works would send out. We still send out a newsletter 4 times a year, each quarter. But you can keep up with us this way easier. If you follow us, we're in International Gospel Hour on Instagram. We're our_gospel on Twitter. And so we use Instagram and Twitter as a backup to our work. So you can follow along with us. But use social media wisely. I mean, when there's something good, for example, Brother Glenn brings forth a lesson. It's recorded, it's uploaded. Share the link on your Facebook page. Hear our preacher, Glenn Colley. We love him here at West Huntsville. We love him. We love Cindy. Love for you to visit sometime. This is a lesson he did on, and you share it. It doesn't take much to share it, to let people know. Helps us to be more evangelistic, gets the word out, because then it's not only who you know, but who they know, then who they know. There was one time I boosted a post. Now, within the Facebook lingo, you take it, and for like an extra $10 a week or a day, you could boost your post or send it out in a general area. For example, I boosted a post of our YouTube program and sent it out in any body who is religious. Let me tell you something, folks. You can find some very unique people out there. There was one guy. He shared me on his page. And then he introduced me by ripping what I had to say. Ooh. Okay. Folks, remember I told you I was in the grocery business? At one time, I know advertising when I see it. You want to share the message of the gospel on your page? You want to be critical? Guess what that person's going to do of what you're being critical? They're going to do what? They're going to go look at that. Now, if you're so critical, why do you want to share our work on your page? But I'll take it. Remember what Paul said? Some preach Christ out of envy and strife, and some also out of goodwill. His conclusion was what? Nevertheless, the gospel's preached. But folks, social media is a good way to get the message out there. When I labored with the Eastside congregation in Cleveland, we would do a family seminar, marriage seminar each year. Glenn and Cindy were part of it one year. And it may have been the year Glenn and Cindy were there. But we did that, Adam and Leah Fawn and others. And I just asked one day, how many of you found out about us? How did you find out about us? And the vast majority of hands that went up found out about us because we announced it through social media. It is a tool that works easily, and we're grateful to have a part with it and how well this has been advantage. So, you see what all has been coming on and growing, especially in the past couple of years, and we just keep on keeping on. Our website, internationalgospelhour.com, you can go over there and go up here with all the links. It'll take you through the page. My wife, Renita, handles our website. Matter of fact, she was up early this morning downloading the lessons for the week. And so use our website. We're hoping to do a little bit more with our website. I've been talking with Jody Apple, my predecessor. A lot of you remember Jody, know Jody. Jody and Evelyn are doing well. They're still living in Dahlonega, Georgia. They're doing some work with investments and all. Jody's working with the church there in Dahlonega. But anyway, Jody and I were talking yesterday about some lessons that were uploaded on a previous website of Gospel Hour, of the International Gospel Hour, that belonged to Brother Winford, that we're hoping to kind of turn around and make available with PDF files and of that nature. So we're trying to expand and use those things as we can. I like to pause and think about Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11, to where the Lord gives a weather report, if you will, how the rain comes down, the snow doesn't return, waters the earth, brings forth the bud. It may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. We know how that works. He says, well, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, and it shall prosper. It will accomplish what I please. It shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. So folks, as we sow the word out there, the feedback we get from a lot of people has just been absolutely amazing. The feedback of which we have received from folks. I want to put this up here real quick, and I want to tell you about some feedback, because this one won't take long. We received some feedback from a young man that listened to us and heard our broadcast on Amazon Music, one of our podcast platforms. And what's funny, when Amazon Music started that, they wrote us and asked, could they use our program? And Brian Cirillo, our guy that handles that, Brian's a deacon in the church in Soddy, outside of Chattanooga. And Brian said, hey, no problem. And so we got on Amazon Music, and he wrote us and he said, I'm going to paraphrase here, because I'm blind, I have to listen to learn. And I found your program on Amazon Music and want to thank you for the Bible study and the scripture and what you do. There was one lady in the Bronx, New York, that wrote us wanting some material to study. We're not on the radio in the Bronx, New York. And she wrote us, and she heard us through Amazon Music, through one of the podcast platforms. You see the reaction throughout all the world. Folks, the Lord's Word, it will not return unto Him void. The more that we can put out there, it kind of comes back with stewardship, 2 Corinthians 9, you know. If you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. Can I ask you a question? If you sow one row of tomatoes, what are you going to reap? One row of tomatoes. Now, you're going to get more tomatoes off that one plant. We know how that works. Now, is it safe to say that if I plant five rows, I'm going to get more tomatoes? And if I plant 10 rows, you see, it's Bible class. Talk to me here. Galatians 6. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And so we look that the more we can put this out there and to be the stewards of what God has blessed us with and to use them, that's what we want to do. We want to give back to churches. Matter of fact, I said this won't take long. As you notice, it is more blessing to give to receive seminar. I was blessed to come here last year and to spend time with you doing that. The others that we do, of course, observe is to acclimate new Christians in, seek out among you as a leadership seminar. Folks, I grew up in the Lord's church, and sometimes we in congregations, we don't mean to do it, but we do. The preacher becomes the pastor. The elders who are the pastors somehow wind up doing the work of deacons. And deacons would do the work if you let them know what to do and leave them alone. I'm always careful. Whenever I hear people in the Lord's church say, we need to bring forth a fresh approach to marriage, divorce, and remarriage, you better look out, y'all. There's nothing fresh about it. We need to have a fresh approach concerning our approach to worship. No, what we need to do is abide God in what He tells us to do to worship Him, and maybe we need to change our hearts that we bring to the Lord in worship. Okay? So I'm careful when I say this is a fresh approach. It's not fresh. It is fresh in the standpoint that it is new, as the Scripture is new and vibrant. It's Acts 6 into action is what it is. And so if we can help congregations who have helped us, this is something that's new that we want to do. We're very much in its infancy. To be honest, folks, COVID put it way behind the eight ball. I mean, let's be honest. We were doing well to assemble together and do what we could do. But now we're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel, and for that we're grateful. Radio support, we help congregations with their own radio program. And like you see up here, this is from Effingham, Illinois, 97.9 XFM. One of the men there in Effingham contacted Roger Holton of Fried Hardeman. Now, Roger handles the radio station WFHU there at Fried Hardeman. If you were there at the lectureship and you ate at the Gano Dining Hall, Roger probably took your money. He works and he's the cashier. By the way, he invited me to come over and eat at Gano. It's the first time I walked in there to get a meal in probably nearly 40 years. Man, that place has changed. They used to herd us in like cattle, run us down two lines, serve what was there. Man, now you can go to all these different food bars. I mean, you could eat junk food all your 4 years at Fried Hardeman and get away with it. Who ever heard of such? But anyway, I digress. Roger told them, he called Roger and said, could maybe some of your students record some spots for us? And Roger said, well, it's coming up on holiday time. They're going home. Might be hard to do. Said, but why don't you contact Jeff at International Gospel Hour? And Roger sent me an email and he said, you do help churches. And sure, and so what it is, they were in between preachers, but they were paying for their radio slot on, I think it was Sunday morning. And so they didn't want to lose their slot, so what we did is we provide the programming for them. And we provide it, and then we work with the radio stations, how they download the program, and then we will also do promos for the station. For example, let's just say now, this would not apply to you all here unless you want to go that route, but you already have us on the air, access out of Birmingham and here at Huntsville. But let's just say for the talk that you're looking at it and say, Glenn's got a lot on him, Paul's got a lot on him. Let's try a 15-minute program on www. And you would say, Jeff, can you help us with this? Well, I do something like this. Folks, this is Jeff Archie with 60 Seconds for the Savior, and you are about to listen to the International Gospel Hour broadcast brought to you by your friends at the West Huntsville Church of Christ located on Monrovia Road. They meet for Bible study on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, but please join them for worship at 9 o'clock and again at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. We hope that you will pay them a visit. You will receive a warm welcome, and they would love to have you. And now, please stay tuned to our broadcast. So we're able to do specifics for churches to also help them. Like, here's who's bringing you this broadcast. We're able to do that. We can share with them our 60 seconds for the Savior that they can put all over the air wherever they want. These are things that we are able to do to help congregations that they may say, well, it's hard for us to afford it. What can we do? Very quickly, our laborers, please know this, good brethren, and some of you, many of you may know these brothers, our elders of West Fayetteville. Please know them, Van Massey, Steve Jefferson, Gerald Todd. The gifts that you send to us from West Huntsville, they are under the oversight of a sound and solid eldership that sees to it that we address these funds properly and that we are careful with what we do receive. I speak with at least one of them every week. We talk about the work. We go over a lot of different things. And so we're grateful for them and what they do. As laborers together, and not only the elders there, but there are many more that help us. We have a group of men that help us with our TV program. Paul Mays out of Virginia does our theme song for our TV program. Jesus All Day, Jesus Every Way. It's a beautiful song. Adam Vaughn of GBN handles our television. We record at the Good News Today studio, Good News Today with Jim Dearman and now Mark Teske. And so we have a lot of wonderful people that help us out. Renita, as I mentioned, helps us. Jay Webb is our announcer. He's a deacon over at East Huntsville. Chuck Richardson is our producer. He's been with us since 1980. Brother Howard hired him. We are blessed with a great number of people who help us in so many ways. As laborers together, let's keep in mind 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 through 9. We plant and we water, but God gives the increase. And so as you help us in planting and watering, we trust in God to give us the increase. We are fellow laborers together. You are God's building, or God's husbandry. You are God's building. And to you, we are truly thankful. And so with that in mind, we want to press onward. We've seen an open door of television. We want to try to do a little bit more in social media, with such things as MeWe, even TikTok, Parlay has made a comeback. And then also we want to try to look at some over-the-air stations, but we're taking a look at SiriusXM on their family channel. That's a little pricey, but these are options that we want to sit down and look at. And then we want to study with those when there are individuals who are interested. They want to learn more about the Bible. We want to be able to turn their information over to local churches in the area to help them with their study. So with that being in mind, dear friends, may I solicit from you this. According to Colossians 4, verses 2 and going into verse 3, will you pray for us? Just keep us in mind and pray for us daily that the Lord's word will not return unto him void. They will have free rein to go each and everywhere and touch the hearts of individuals. Pray for our work. Secondly, we like to ask people to promote our work. Feel free, and I'll leave this PowerPoint here. It is yours. You can use it, bring it over as pictures, JPEGs, bulletin, whatever. But add the air times to your bulletin. Take any of those with your PowerPoint announcements, if applicable. Link on your webpage. Use us with evangelistic tools such as house-to-house, heart-to-heart. You can do anything on the back page. You can also put the times right there on the front page as in the example right there. So house-to-house, heart-to-heart is a good tool that you can use. It's a tool of outreach to let people know where they can hear us on the radio. We also ask people to profit. We can't do this without the gifts and the finances of people. But we're going to take the funds that we have, and we're going to make the very best of them. And so I want you to know, folks, that I don't come today as a fundraiser. I come today to encourage you to help us as we fruit raise together. Not that I seek the gift, but the fruit that may abound to your account. When you leave today, I want you to leave saying, I have a part in the work at International Gospel Hour. Through my giving here at West Huntsville, we have a part in that. And then take the tools that we've shared with you, put those to good use, share those with people as you will. Somebody says, well, can we give you something personally or whatever? Well, you can send it personally, P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee, 37334. We put a link on our webpage to make it convenient. The picture there is Isabella. Isabella belongs to Van Sprague. Van is my cohort there at International Gospel Hour. When I talked about a 2020 idea, she came up with a dollar bill her little brother Christopher had in his hand. And when I talked about 2020, $20 in 20, of course, 2 years ago, she said, Mr. Jeff, she said, I don't have $20. She said, I only have a dollar. Can I get you the other 19? I've shared that story. I've had children come up and hand me dollar bills. I've had children fling dollar bills at me and hide behind their mama. And it's just been a joy to do that. So with that being said, thank you, West Huntsville. You've been very patient this morning. May God bless you and use any or all this for the laborers. And have a wonderful rest of the day. And be back to 95.
We hope you have enjoyed this lesson from God's Word. If you would like to continue your study of New Testament Christianity, please send your name and address to World Bible School, West Huntsville Church of Christ, 1519 Old Monrovia Road Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Or if you prefer, send your name and address by email to wbs@westhuntsville.org.